almost 9:25 a.m. Sunday, January 17th, 2021. Mayan daykeepers call to water. We have a workflow. It is flowing. It's like magic, and it has a lot to do with resting. Most restfully in awareness, in strength, in increasing functions of recovery. To be fully our most living being, fully human, and or fully embodied. The self-hatred I feel is artificial. It can be released, and I feel physical relief. I think my cells are singing. The more restfully I'm breathing. Mm-hmm. 84 items. Shall I review them? Since January 8th, 2021. That's math. Nine days. I can do math. Nine days ago, this article about the repackaging of positive thinking, words like manifesting, I wish to read this. I'm keeping my Wi-Fi off, so I may need to come back to it. It looks to me to be very important. I feel a lot when I look at it. And when I can't necessarily change the words into word meanings with my eyeballs, I can still feel the text on the page in some very interesting ways. Oh, look, I can see it. Because I'm talking to you. Because I'm building a relationship. By communicating in a way that prioritizes my safety and well-being. Thank you for joining me. To Well and Back, The Bleak Future of Positive Thinking by Nora Salem, October 28th, 2020, a few months ago. Nora Salem is Bitch Media's 2020 Writing Fellow in Global Feminism. The Wi-Fi is off again. I only had it on for a moment. The article loaded. What am I feeling before I go on about reading? It's so important for us all to talk more about the different languages we're using. We only find out about one another's languages by being in continuing relationship, prioritizing our ability to communicate effectively. But these are things that a lot of people have been stressed and traumatized out of doing, may even have forgotten they could do in the first place. Intuitive Public Radio is here to remind everyone that we know these skills, we can use them, we can help one another anchor them, and we can benefit from the resulting collaborative, regenerative community nutrients that we engage when we practice this kind of thing. Kindness, caring. Find this article by navigating to, oh, well, that's not it. I have to turn my Wi-Fi on to do that. Try one more time. Oh, wow, painful. This article can be found at t.me/s/intuitivepublicradio. That's Intuitive Public Radio 6756 on Telegram Messenger. Did I say those words in order? Blessings to you who must interpret them. This is a quote. Proponents of the wellness industry often see those who don't have the resources to ensure their health and well-being through things like ready-made healthy meals, gym memberships, or meditation studios as lacking the motivation to improve their circumstances, as opposed to facing high structural barriers like lack of inherited wealth, food deserts, or environmental racism. This article at bitchmedia.org. Thank you, Eli. I'd like to try to read it in our broadcast, and I haven't tried to do that for a long time. I'm feeling the possibilities in my body most restfully. Alison McDowell had a wonderful interview with Greg Carlwood of the Higher Side Chats, and we've been posting it all over the place. This link is from Intuitive Unknown originally, and you can find it on our Telegram Messenger public channel for Intuitive Public Radio, message number 6760. And you can find it by adding t.me/s/intuitivepublicradio and another slash to the beginning of that number. I wonder if I've said that enough times yet. I doubt it. I broadcast on this subject from the Metanoic Portal somewhere in early January. It came to the main Intuitive Public Radio Telegram channel on January 8th. Let's click through the Metanoic Portal, January 8th. I highly recommend following this space, the Metanoic Portal created by Michonne Neal. There are wonderful conversations between Z and myself, and also Mara Bird and others, to be found at Intuitive Bridge, which is also a Telegram channel you can peruse at your leisure. Well, you may want to make some quick, incisive, action-oriented time for it. This is, after all, the apocalypse. Find more messages along these lines by navigating to t.me/s/the Metanoic Portal. You should also take a look at intuitive.pub/Michon, M-I-C-H-O-N, where you will find more links. Oh, I'm holding the EMF close to my head. Wi-Fi off. Oh, my mouth, my face. Ow. It's a lot of pain, and the body tries to move in a certain way that is instead misshaped. Ah. Relaxing. Breathing. Blessings. Did I say all the words that had to do with the links? Intuitive.pub/Michon? I did. Michon's family and my family are two of the three bridge families that receive immediate relief when we fund our Intuitive Bridge Grant 001, which I hope you will navigate to find more about at intuitive.pub/bridge/families. Back to the main Intuitive Public Radio channel on Telegram Messenger. This conversation between the Metanoic Portal, Intuitive Social Language, Owl Vulture Warrior, and the list of Alison McDowell's interview videos. Another interview, I don't know the source exactly, but they are very much worth watching. And you can find all of them at the Metanoic Portal on Telegram Messenger. I am so lucky. I ate food. Whew. Blessings. Wishes that all may have safe food. Reliably, too. If you would like to help our bridge families meet the challenges we have been broadcasting about recently, we would love for you to add a donation or a volunteer offering via intuitive.pub/bridge/families. Email helpline@intuitive.pub with any questions. You can contact me on Telegram Messenger by navigating to t.me/Max Morris, and there are instructions on that page how to install Telegram. The workflow is working. The workflow is flowing. It's really something. I'm able to do so many things. And I'm walking on broken feet. Radio Pública Intuitiva publishes the following. Apoya a Max y Maximo Radio, compartiendo y donando a este enlace que nos ayuda a establecer nuestra primera beca puente intuitivo para la familia de Max y más familias con necesidades urgentes esta temporada. intuitive.pub/bridge/families. This can also be found at t.me/s/intuitive-public-stage/255 and intuitive.pub/amp. Hello to Facebook. This is Max writing from Telegram. I know I've been sent messages from people via Facebook. However, my Facebook, ouch, apps, email, and most other platforms are almost completely inaccessible to me until circumstances of hardship can fully resolve. If you and I were in a private conversation, I'd be particularly grateful if you could join Telegram to continue it, as Telegram is likely my only means of private communication with others for the foreseeable future. Telegram Messenger is our network disability aid and my communications aid for severe neurological conditions. It is only because of the disability aid network we have built that this message can reach Facebook when I cannot put it there myself. If you sent me a Facebook message, please send me a Telegram message, t.me/Max Morris. If you have not sent me a Facebook message, please send me a Telegram message, t.me/Max Morris. For those of you who can't access Telegram, please ask people you know to join Telegram in order to help connect all of us who are severely disabled between Facebook and Telegram. Please widely share the posts published at facebook.com/intuitivepublicradio, and please copy, paste, and share this message you're reading now, you're listening to now, to more public platforms. To all who may assist, we are in immediate need of Facebook Telegram volunteers to help aid communications and resourcing for many severely disabled core organizers across our community networks. I miss you all a lot and would like for you to contact me at t.me/Max Morris. Follow my personal channel at t.me/s/Max Mo Radio on the web. There are instructions to help you install Telegram at each of those links. There is also more information for Telegram volunteers to be found at t.me/maxmoradio/2651. Thank you so much to all who recognize the necessity for immediate emergency response and daily community action. Please share widely, publicly. Ask people to help us. Thank you for listening. Max Megan Elizabeth Morris. t.me/s/maxmoradio/2684. Do you know I have been trying to do this today for years? We need your help. Join us on Telegram Messenger to grow safe, inclusive community that embraces survivors of severity. Thank you for responding to this intuitive public radio Survivors of Severity IPR SOS, which you can find at t.me/s/ideaschema/1249 or by emailing helpline@intuitive.pub. Find more really important things at intuitive.pub/requests and intuitive.pub/amp. Also, January 14th, 2021, please amplify to all public platforms. $9,000 Intuitive Bridge grant requested in order to safeguard the lives, safety, and irreplaceable work of our core organizers. We are compiling this grant through efforts across community networks. Please support by swiftly reaching out to us on Telegram Messenger. You can message me directly, t.me/ Max Morris, that's my name. Donate meanwhile via intuitive.pub/bridge/families. Thank you for copying, pasting, and amplifying this signal. Intuitive Public Radio 6814. If we've reached out to you, please swiftly respond. January 15th, 2021. We're being tortured and killed. We need your help. intuitive.pub/requests. Evan writes, one big problem is too much ongoing physical torture means you can't necessarily tell if you're safe with a person or group that didn't respond to your last communication, because you're always trying to build relationships with others to show how easy and enjoyable it is to stop you and others from dying. Yes, correct. You can't assume you're safe when people don't respond because you know too much about the trafficking pathways that others don't. Thank you, Evan. Evan asks, how do we address this with specific others successfully? Evan might have written this down. It's possible that I was asking originally. I write, this is me? Thank goodness. Blessings. Memory. I wrote, if I am always trying to build relationships with others to show how easy and enjoyable it is to stop me and others from dying, why do the people who enjoy my company and seem to appreciate my work not then recognize the request for engagement from IPR? What is needed so that they can? Why do I keep thinking that the people who enjoy my company and seem to appreciate my work would then also respond to IPR? Why do I believe that we have their support? Evan writes that they think this might go back to the burnout thing, where the brain nopes out of helping because of past helping trauma. And so what you're saying a minute ago might be relevant. I don't know what I said a minute ago, but that's okay. Keep going. So I meander forward, saying, so what we learn about this is that severely disabled people should not try to reach people who are burned out. It's a step in a direction. Evan says, I think those are all the people. So we just need a way of doing it. Thank you, Community Brain. Max Morris writes, what should severely disabled people do instead? Well, you could read radio commentary while not walking on broken feet. Excuse me, I'm continuing. Evan writes, I think we explain clearly what leads to sex trafficking in communities. No way. Abandonment of the vulnerable by the upstanding, leaving the rapists in the community to prey on their need for food, shelter, and medicine. That's really good words, Evan. Evan continues, and then we explain that survivors of this trauma therefore need consistent contact in order to be able to trust, which makes a lot of sense if you've been raped by sex traffickers lately. Maybe not even lately. And that we've learned the best way. You may have noticed that I'm adding words to Evan's words, and Evan may have been writing down my words, so I'm not really sure which came from where. But I noticed that it strengthens my body to read it out loud. Especially expressively. Evan continues, we've learned the best way to be in consistent contact with someone is to not strive for the most possible contact, but to commit to a much smaller amount of contact than you think you can manage. So in Evan's case, this has been 20 minutes a day. Evan says, you might feel like a heel for only sparing 20 minutes of your privileged time to a dying person, but respecting your own needs and boundaries in a way that allows you to show up consistently in the long term is the most supportive and life-saving thing that you can do. I find I must agree. What do you think about these things? Comment on our posts here at this Telegram channel, Intuitive Public Radio. Derechos Humanos. Find Radio Pública Intuitiva at t.me/s/Radio Pública Intuitiva. Today is January 17th, 2021. It is a Sunday and it is 12:22, just past noon. I'm here, I'm alive. I have some functions. I am awake. I am aware of what my communities are asking of me. I am fully present and embodied as my fullest living being. How are you doing? I keep having this experience where I say to myself, wow, I just experienced that. That just happened. I just had those functions. Why didn't I think to do that before? But it's a trick question, because I was trying to think to do it before. I had neurological damage. And we are healing from those injuries. And we are documenting that journey. Thank you for joining me on this amazing journey. What are you healing? Will you message me? t.me/Max Morris. You can also strive to email me and I will strive to respond. I will strive to see what you email me. max@intuitive.pub. And you can send a message from the web by navigating to intuitive.social/hello/max. At the bottom right hand corner of the page, you should see a button, and that will send a message that I will be able to receive on Telegram. Isn't that something? Blessings. Here we have this message from Disintuitive, which you can find by navigating to. Oh my gosh, is that because the network's off? Yeah, that's the second time I've done that today, I think. Oh, that's not it. That's so interesting. You are on this adventure with me in real time. I got it. Intuitive Public Radio 6787, which you shall interpret by typing in t.me/s/intuitivepublicradio/6787. And at that location, you will find the Twitter post from Potsy Girl, Chronically Sarah, who writes, "Disabled person, I can't do this. Ableist, yes you can. Quit using your disability as an excuse. The only disability in life is a bad attitude. Disabled person, I can do this. Ableist, then you're not disabled. You're just faking, which is offensive to actual disabled people. I and others have so much trauma around this that we need to read it out loud in order to access the neurons to understand it." It's a zinger, especially if you have experienced it. January 10th, 2021, Mara Bird asks, "What can we do with our power?" Community weaving from January 10th included reflections about power and what we can do with it. Mara posed questions about this that all through our community network beg answering. Euphonic Intuitive Broadcast and ZP Enterprises commented on oppressive levels of force, and Max Morris, that's me, breathing in stillness, receiving the inverted time-space anti-signals from the ancient cosmic void, she who is infinitely nourishing us. Will you join us in this resonating conversation, which you can find at Intuitive Public Radio on Telegram Messenger, message number 6793. That's t.me/s/intuitivepublicradio/6793. You can also find it at Intuitive Social Learning, starting at message 462. I will leave you to figure out how to type that last bit. More can be found about this at Intuitive Bridge and intuitive.social/memory. January 14th, we published this meditation to Intuitive Community on Telegram Messenger. It was published by the Deer Park Dharmacast on the 3rd of January, entitled Guided Sitting Meditation with Touching the Earth. And I've listened to it a number of times since first discovering it. Our work groups are having the benefits of it. In the way that I can interact with others, in the way that we can be mindful of some of the same subjects, following patterns together that heal and strengthen us is part of how we all recover as individuals and as communities. And part of how we do that is by exercising media privilege and social authority with our greater collective media bodies. And in this way, we anchor the environmental ideation we most need. And this environmental ideation has been crucial and life-saving to me. You can find this episode of this podcast on Pocket Casts and also other platforms by navigating to Intuitive Public Radio on Telegram Messenger number 6812t.me/s/intuitivepublicradio/6812. I'm getting better at that. This is pretty amazing. I was asked a question in NeuroCrashland. Nope, that wasn't it. It was the Intuitive Invisible. Oh gosh, network infrastructure blessings. We have spaces now we didn't have before. Intuitive Public Radio posts this message from Intuitive Public Earth number 1535, January 16th, 2021. Good morning, she whispers to the garden. Art piece PEACE by Maximo Radio. Support intuitive.pub/bridge/families, please. You may like to browse to intuitive.pub/earth. Wow. Just thought of a thing. How often do you think of a thing? That's amazing. So now we are broadcasting in the evening. Morning, noon, and evening. It is 1600 hours. There are tiny flurrying snowflakes falling. I have turned on some of this Wi-Fi again, and I'm going to turn it off as soon as I remember what I was doing. Oh, wow. Okay. The 16th was yesterday, wasn't it? And we mentioned Intuitive Public Earth. There is a great glowing golden garden growing from the source of all things, and this nourishment is blessings. The river is flowing, and the garden is growing. Somehow we are knowing everything will be okay. How silly. It's okay today. Reach out, grasp hands, share blessings. Gratitude for everything. Seriously. Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I said this already. The message posted at The Intuitive Invisible. Beautiful art piece. What is it called? What can you tell me about it? And then I something something said gardens growing, and then I found myself singing. But I thought I said these things earlier. They just didn't seem to be evidenced in the recording, which I listened to, but may not have remembered adequately. Didn't I say something for a while today about looking at the art pieces that evolved into this one in a sort of more linear way? I don't remember hearing that, listening to the recordings with which I was stitching together the podcast. And it hardly matters. I just sort of repeated it. I'm holding the EMF right next to my head. Can you hear me from back here? I don't get the sense that you do. I do have a volume booster. It isn't effortless to use, but it functions. I can use it. I wonder how this will pan out. Derek Broze's Daily News on Telegram, which you can find at t.me/dbrozenews, Dbroze News, posted recently, Americans appear too divided and distracted to recognize that the architects of the Patriot Act and the failed war on terror now have their sights set on the American homeland. This article published at theconsciousresistance.com. Americans are being divided as the war on domestic terror expands, from the Conscious Resistance Network. Originally published at The Last American Vagabond. This message can be found at t.me/dbrozenews/3432. And getting the hang of this. t.me/intuitivepublicradio/6831. Wow, those are the latest posts. January 16th, Will You Breathe Peacefully With Me, published at anchor.fm/intuitive. That would be this station. Published at Austin IPR. Nearing Austin, Texas, I remember walking through neighborhoods where I knew I should not come too close, and I sometimes wonder if that's how my body feels about all of Austin now in the flow of memory. But it isn't only Austin, it is many more places and fond designations. Needs must be part of courageous conversations. Max Morris, Maximo Radio. anchor.fm/austinipr. intuitive.social/hello/max, intuitive.pub/radio/austin, and so on, and so on. Intuitive Public Media, previously This Intuitive Endeavor,
published January 16th, 2021. Since January 5th, we've compiled these snippets and resources from our conversations amidst this intuitive public media and our intuitive endeavor. Here is some of what we've gathered. anchor.fm/intuitive public media. Oh, there are more messages, but that's so much of it. Do I even kind of believe that I just did all that? I guess I sort of just did all that. The EMF is off. The device is close to my brain. I wish very best strength to my physical body in the midst of the challenges we are all facing. Today in the long count is 130839, and in the Hebrew calendar is 4 Shavuot. These recent days, the rebirth and renewal of trees. That place between consciousness and material, when we're not totally sleeping and not totally waking, and dreams take on forms more easily. Outside my window, still with the flurries. It's been some kind of experience being indoors for so long, and now having the wow, how do I even use words? The EMF is off. Words, I don't know. We were living this at such protracted extremes before COVID, and COVID did interesting things to the public conversations that we needed to happen. So many very interesting things COVID did to these conversations. We have barely broached a fraction of them. We have materials compiled in the intuitive community knowledge base for survivor-led seminars, for various kinds of multimedia materials that we can finish creating and disseminate, that helps us work through the points of this, because they are startling. We're still feeling them very live in our bodies. And once we share more words with more others, we get to understand better what all of us have been experiencing. But how can it happen except through relationship and story? Is it that story without relationship is causing so many of the problems in our conflicts? where relationship is assumed but not supported, then story is not about a litmus of trust building. Story is about something else if relationship is prevented or convoluted or corrupted. And so many people walking around now don't even realize that their relationship mechanisms are compromised. They are continuing getting by, running their familiar scripts. And if they haven't been stopped from using those scripts, people can seem to have so much privilege and be right on the edge, be really struggling to maintain their grip under trauma and stress. They have never been supported in knowing how to experience.
Shekhinah, Shekhinah, Shekhinah.
Mm-hmm.